AP Update. I'm Tim McGuire. The Associated Press has learned that Pentagon leaders are finalizing plans aimed at lifting the ban on transgender individuals serving in the military. Bryn Tannehill, who served as a male Navy pilot before transitioning to becoming a woman, says there should be no barriers to transgenders in the military.
We've seen this. We've studied this. We know that the result of allowing people to serve is not loss of mission capability, it's increased mission capability. And this has been proven time and time again.
Tannehill says she never talked about her desire to be a woman while she was on active duty.
It was stressful, and it was something that I couldn't talk with anyone about, because if you even breathed a word of it, you didn't know what was going to happen, and you could lose your career that I'd worked so hard for.
Studies and other surveys estimate as many as 15,000 transgender people serve in the active duty military and the reserves, often in secret. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.